Hey everybody, welcome to PWT Plus. I'm Josh.
And I'm Jake.
And this is the, finally, the episode y'all been waiting for. It's the good one.
It's the RPM of PWT Plus episodes.
Like what, 3-4 episodes ago, you casually mentioned that you would be a rock type gym trainer and I would be a steel type gym trainer.
I think it was during March Badgeness. I was looking at people and their names and what they did, and I was like, oh, all of their names are references, a lot of them anyway, after, yeah. Like Gen 1 has like Erica, which is just like, that's like a name, that's like a regular name, but it also has like Brock and Misty and Lieutenant Surge.
Surge and Sabrina, the Teenage Witch.
The Teenage Witch.
And Blaine, which is like Blaze, kind
of. It's like Blaze and Flame, but...
Giovanni.
Oh, I never actually put that one together. I never even thought of that. That's actually pretty good. And then like later on, there's like Gen 2 is like, I'm Morty, the ghost guy, like, and Faulkner, the flying guy. Like, yeah. They all have, like, names. And so I was looking at it, and I was
Bugsy,
like, oh.
The bug guy.
The bug guy. And Whitney, a normal lady.
Whitney, a girl.
A girl. Whitney's a pretty normal name, I would say. Nothing out of the ordinary there. If your name is Whitney, if you were an alien and you're like, my name's Whitney, I'd be like, okay, lady, come on in. You know, like, you got me. But I was looking at their names, and I was like, hey, have you ever thought about the fact that if we were in the Pokemon world, because of our last names, you would be a Steel-type trainer, and I would be a Rock-type trainer. Yeah. And I watched gears turn in your head, and they haven't stopped turning since. So we're doing it an episode now.
Yeah.
This also, this one has some audience participation, or we'll have audience post-participation, in which I am challenging you to take one of your names... And base a Pokemon, your Pokemon gym leader Sona is based on your name. Here are some examples that I'm going to use full names of friends that I know I can use. Shannon Maynor. Her last name is spelled like Manor, to the point where now when I see the word Manor, it reads as Maynor in my head. That's just how things go sometimes. What's in a Manor? Ghosts. She's a ghost type.
Yeah.
Alan Sells, or... Is it Alan Seals? That's right. Water type. I'm trying to think of other people that I could dox. let's see. Who's been on the show that I know is also in the podcasting space that I can try to make? Matt Hoadley? What's a Hoadley? Well, hoe, like ground, like gardens.
Oh, like so grass type. So, yeah, grass type.
So, like, that's what sometimes you gotta get a little creative. But you take a name and you
break it down into parts.
Yeah. And you figure out what part of it is your trainer Sona, your leader Sona, because it's specifically gym leader. And then you base the thing. And that's what we're gonna be doing today, is we're just gonna be talking about ours. And a few episodes ago after that, I mentioned that I was gonna have Dirt Horse and someone got cranky.
I'm over it now, but I was cranky then. I'm surprised though, because my whole thing was like, that's not how the gym leaders work. I'm surprised nobody threw that back in my face, because in Charged Crystal, I have a lot of gym leaders that have Pokemon that aren't distinctly their type, but are like adjacent to it.
I think it's because the people playing Charged Crystal are all having a fun time, and they're not. Now they're going to look back
now
and go,
they're
oh, wait.
Get me.
That guy, that jerk.
But we aren't making gym leaders for a ROM hack. We're trying to fit into the canon Pokemon universe.
Yeah.
Which also has no rules as of Gen, what was it, 5? 4? 4 or 5?
I didn't play either of those, so I don't
know.
Whichever
one has Volkner in it, and he has like an Octillery or whatever. He's an electric type.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we were looking at, when doing March Badges, some of those Gen 4 guys are just like, I have this Pokemon. Gen 3, too. Gen 3 is like, I got this one, whatever, deal with it. And if we're being completely honest, there's a couple in the first, like Claire, who's like, I got three Dragonites or whatever. No, is that Lance?
Lance
she has
got
three Dragonites. She has...
Claire has...
She's got like, some regular stuff.
She's got like two Dragonairs and a Kingdra.
Do you have a Gyarados? Because I feel like a lot of Dragon-type people are like, look, I got a Gyarados.
Lance has a Gyarados and an Aerodactyl.
Which is like, that's, I mean, I guess if I was a caveman and I saw that, I'd be like, that's a dragon.
Right. He did not originally have a Charizard. He gets that in Crystal when he's the champion.
Because that's also literally a dragon if you look at it. Yeah. It's like a dragon from what knights used to kill.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
They used to kidnap maidens for right. for the horde. I don't know.
To put on your gold.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
Did anyone ever think they kidnapped princesses because they had crowns that were made out of gold and had jewels in them?
I feel like that's a good take on it. It's like they're not kidnapping the princess because they're princesses. They're kidnapping it because they are adorned with gold.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you get there and they're just like in a pile. They're like, I don't know. They didn't even want to eat me. They just like, they took my crown. But like,
but you can't take me because I am part of its horde now.
Yeah. So like, it's going to be tricky getting me back, unfortunately. I feel like there's a lot of meat on that bone. So here's what I am doing. I did add a dirt horse that we're going to, here's how we're going to do it. We're going to talk about our
I added one that fits my theme, but not the type also.
Okay. I think that's fair. I think we each get one, and you
think
at home
yours,
get one.
Yours is decidedly a better Pokemon than mine, but
oh,
that's
definitely.
Okay.
Dirt Horse is like the third best Pokemon there is, for sure. So, I don't even know what yours is, but unless it's Lugia or Teddy Ursa, I don't think it's going to be better than mine. We also said no legendaries because gym leaders don't typically have
no legendaries. Ultra Beast doesn't make any sense for me to just have Celesteelia on my team.
No.
I traveled through space and time to get this.
To get this weirdo over here.
It's bigger than my gym.
Some of those Ultra Beasts. We should do, I think next episode we should rank Ultra Beasts.
Ooh, yeah. I'm like a tier maker.
Like, I'm thinking like what we did with the middle evolutions where we have a list.
Oh, yeah.
We put them all in the list, see who's the best. Because I have very little opinion on them as Pokemon, but a lot of opinion on them as what they look like.
Yeah, I have a lot of, like, there's a couple that I really like, there's a couple that I really hate, and then there's just a whole ocean of indifference in between.
Yeah. I think that'll be fun. But this time, so what we're going to do is we're going to talk about our gym leader, Sona. I don't know what you've brought to the table. You don't know what I've brought to the table. We're gonna talk about our gyms a little bit, and then we're gonna talk about our Pokemon. But we're gonna go like back and forth because one of us, and it could be either of us, hasn't looked at rock type in quite some time and is now kind of looking at them right now, trying to figure out what would make a good team to fit the vibe.
Yeah.
And then here's what I was. I didn't tell you this. I told you I was gonna tell you on the show. I'm gonna pitch it live. We're gonna get live reactions. Right. What I think we should do, because originally we were going to like put these in Pokemon Showdown and battle them, but a couple things happened. Number one, the day we decided we were going to do this, Pokemon Showdown shut down. And it's back up now. But it seemed like an ill omen that it just was like, oh, you want to use this? Goodbye. The other part of that is that neither of us know how to use it terribly well. But people on our Discord, Rhea and Big both have said they know how to use it. And so they could give us a run through. So that will come later, because I don't know if you've noticed this about us yet. We're not terribly prepared people. So what I was thinking we'd do is we talk about our teams, right? And so we have our teams on paper. We don't have to figure out all the moves and all that stuff right now. Okay. But we have our teams on paper. We make them in Showdown later. And then on Discord, we do a live battle.
Okay.
Like we hop on Discord, we hop on Pokemon Showdown, and then we fight live where people can watch, do commentary, do whatever, and just be like a fun like community activity. And we can I know with Showdown you can save the like VODs of the battle and you can like link
yeah, or
them.
Like you can save the replays, yeah.
Yeah, you can save the replays, yeah. And I we'll put that on Patreon for people to watch up there.
Yeah.
But I feel like doing it to make a whole episode, either just us doing it and then like talking about us battling while we're battling, because I've seen you battle before. You're very quiet because you're concentrating.
I'm thinking.
You get serious. You know? You get serious. I'm a chuckle. I'm not going to cuss. I'm a yuckster, so I don't worry about my Pokemon terribly a lot. But I feel like it wouldn't be terribly exciting to do an episode with us battling, but if we did it like on the Discord as like a thing, that might be fun. So we will figure that out in the future. If you're a patron, patreon.com/heyjakeandjosh, at the $5 a month tier, you can find a link to the Patreon and you can hang out there. And it's a really cool time. So
to Discord, you mean you find a link to Discord?
You can find a link to the Patreon too. I wasn't wrong. I just
on the Patreon. You put a link to the Patreon.
Yeah,
on it?
Just in case I get lost.
Yeah,
you know.
Are here.
Yeah, it's just like at the mall where it's like you're near the Macy's and you're like, oh, good. I couldn't tell from the Macy's sign. You can find a link to the Discord. Yes, is what I mean. All right. So do you want to jump in?
Yeah.
All right. What's your theme for your
my theme
gym leader and gym?
Because I'm a steel type, but my name is Nichols, like money, like the money.
Yeah.
So my gym is a bank.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'm like a kind of like a fancy guy.
You're like a fancy money man.
Yeah.
You're like money bags from Spyro.
Yeah. Yeah, kind of if money bags was also the Monopoly guy, which he kind of already is.
A little bit. I like
but
that.
But I want the top hat.
So. Sure. Well, of course. How else would I know how fancy you are without the top hat? The monocle only can go so far.
Yeah.
So my last name is Mason, which I'm sure you figured out by now, everybody. And masonry is not just having rocks past Josh, who was very mad when I said I needed a dirt horse. Masonry is the act is mostly it's mostly, honestly, putting sloppy stuff in between rocks and making them all stick together. That's mostly what masonry is.
Just like bricklaying, right?
Yeah, it's mostly bricklaying. Some of it's like chiseling and like making it look fancy and stuff, but mostly it's just like making sure that the wall is level and keeps going upwards.
Yeah.
So my gym is outside and it's a construction area, but it's like a construction area where we are building houses out of stone.
Okay.
Like we're doing like the fancy work on the outside of one wall. This is my accent wall. It's made of stone. We're building a chimney, that kind of thing.
What happens when your land development is completed?
We have to move. My gym is also always moving. That's the trick about me is you got to find me. I'm like a legendary. I'm like one of the legendary birds or the legendary dogs where they're all running around. You just got to like get lucky.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just got to get lucky because I have moved on to somewhere else and I'm building a small town. And in Pokemon, that can be as little as two buildings sometimes. So sometimes it's much easier to build and leave than it is in other places.
Yeah.
My look, the only thing I have planned for the look is I am in an orange jumpsuit, big old work boots, but the top half is tied around the waist. Because that's the best look that there's ever been in the history of the world. I don't know why no professional wrestlers don't wrestle in jumpsuits with it tied around their waist. I feel like that would go pretty hard. And then I feel like I should have a big hammer.
Yeah.
Just, you know, to get the rocks out of the rock.
For the demolition part.
Yeah.
Of the construction, yeah. Because you gotta break the rocks up into usable sized pieces.
Yeah, I think that's part of it, is that it's not just, I don't find the rocks somewhere. I get the rocks myself and then build the walls and chimneys out of them.
Yeah.
And we don't do roofs, though. That's somebody else. That's a different guy. You can't make a roof out of rocks. Are you kidding me?
That's gym leader Shingles comes over. And
yeah. that's Shingles or Thatcher.
Yeah.
To make thatched roofs, which I've seen a lot of TikToks about people who like are Thatchers. There's not a ton over here, but in England, I guess it's still a going concern that your roof is made of straw. And like, that's a weird job. Like you basically re-straw the roof of someone's house and to make sure it's not water like leaking or anything like that. That's pretty cool, but it is weird to watch. They like shave
it's
it.
Weird that's a thing in 2024.
Yeah, it seems like one of the jobs, like everybody has chimneys, right? Because even if you have a furnace, you have a chimney.
Yeah.
But knowing that there are still chimney sweeps is like, now? Still? Okay. Interesting.
Someone's got to clean them.
It's just a thing you don't think about. So what's your guy look like other than is he just in a suit with a top hat?
I think not a full suit. He's got like the slacks and like the undershirt with a vest on, but no jacket. I don't like a jacket.
I don't like, yeah.
And a bow tie, obviously.
Obviously.
With a monocle top hat. No monocle.
All right. No. Don't need it.
I have glasses, so I need to see out of both my eyes.
Yeah, if you only had a monocle, I would just fight to your left.
Yeah.
And I would win. Do you have any ideas for what your like leading up to you in your gym is? Have you thought about that at all?
I feel like the junior trainers, like you would get in and you'd have to fight the security guard.
Okay.
Who's like right inside the entrance to get around him. And then you go to the like teller windows.
Yeah.
They battle the bank tellers. And then I'm like in the back. I'm in the safe in the back.
Okay.
And like each teller you win gives you one number on like the dial for the safe so you can open it and get in to fight me.
Okay. Or you can go around them and you can just put all the numbers in the world that you can try to safe crack it if you want.
Yeah. If you know the code from a previous playthrough, you can skip the battle.
Yeah.
Or you
it doesn't
can look
change.
It up on GameFAQs.
Yeah, you can just go to GTC.com and say, how do I skip Nichols, the all of his trainers? I like that. Gives you a reason to I don't know if the last time there was a gym that was like you have to do a certain amount of things to get to the gym leader. I like that though.
Yeah. Yeah, Blaine did it. He's like you can answer a question or fight a guy.
Yeah.
So there are a few more. I can't think of them off the top of my head. There are a few more, but a lot of them are just like you either battle the guys or there is a path around them so you can skip them if you want.
It's probably Gen 1, but you can skip Misty's trainers, right? You can go around Misty's, or am I thinking of somebody else?
I think the one right before her you have to fight, but you can skip the rest.
Yeah.
Brox has a path so you can go around. He only has the one, but you can skip his. Lieutenant Surge, you just have to do the trash can puzzle, so if you watch where you're walking, you can skip all of them.
Yeah. That's also kind of like you have to do a number of things to get to the thing, but it's the worst version of that. It's the absolute worst version. So mine's like an outdoor one, right? So you see, like, you can see me at the far side. I'm putting rocks into concrete.
You're
and
just
making them
hammering
stick.
A huge boulder the whole time.
Just getting these big chunks of granite off. And you gotta, I think it's pretty simple. Like, you gotta, there's like construction equipment in the way, and you gotta go. There's the foreman first who just checks in and make sure everything's going good. I guess I'm also the foreman, but this is like the executive assistant foreman.
Sure.
And so you got to check with them and you got to fight them. And then there's like maybe two or three various rock type guys. I don't have on my team a Conkeldurr because they're not rock type at all.
Yeah.
But there's going to be one around. You're going to have to run across one at some point. Just because they are carrying construction equipment.
Yeah.
Like around. Like not equipment, but like materials. I don't know. I don't know if anything fancy. I don't know if you got to do anything fancy. I would like. Actually, you know what? I scratched that. I would like a rock sliding puzzle. I feel like we haven't gotten a good rock sliding puzzle in a Pokemon game in quite some time.
Yeah. A lot of it's just like this boulder is in the way. You just need to push it like one or two times.
Yeah.
And you can go around.
I would like there to be a... Like, to get there, the path to me is like getting the chests in the secret house next to Sahasrara's house in Kakariko and Link to the Past. Where, like, you can get all five of those chests, but know the deal or else you will block two of them off every time. So maybe it's like that. Maybe it's like there's a bunch of rocks around. There's big stacks of rocks, and you got to push them out of the way to maneuver it so you can battle all the trainers if you want all the experience and also to get to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's your badge?
I was thinking about the badge. And I.
The badge.
The badge. Because we just looked at a bunch of badges for March Badgeness.
Yeah.
And a lot of the rock badges are like weird. There's like the mining badge, which is like this was three
pickaxes.
Three pickaxes.
It's just three of a thing.
It's just three things. And I wanted to avoid three things. So I think it might be five things. And it's two bricks, one brick in the middle, two bricks. And it's called the Brick by Brick badge.
Okay.
That, or it would be just a square with brick pattern on it, but like not perfectly brick pattern because stones are just like they fit in where they fit kind of thing. And it would just be called the Wall badge.
I like that too. I don't know what mine would look like. It could be just like a dollar sign, but that's kind of boring and lame.
Yeah. Or, I mean, if it's would it be the dollar sign or would it be a pokey dollar sign?
It could be a pokey dollar. It could be like a money bag with the pokey dollar sign on it and maybe
some like you're robbing. Yeah.
Or like a stack of coins.
Okay.
How it would be depicted in, like, a pirate grove, like a pirate's treasure, how it,
right,
it's
right,
like
yeah.
an alternating stack of coins.
Yeah.
It's called the money badge because I like how that sounds like money bags.
I do like that. That's pretty good. Do you got a TM that you're giving out? I don't have an idea for a TM I'm giving out.
I kind of do, but it's not a steel type move.
I also, if I had one, like, I don't know what it would, I don't think it would be a rock type move.
Let me, because initially I'm like, I would just give out payday for a TM.
Sure. Is that not steel type?
No, it's normal type. It existed normal. Before steel type did. And oh, they hate to retroactively change stuff sometimes.
They hate to fix. They hate fixing stuff in Pokemon. If you know anything about Pokemon, where are the rock type moves? Ooh, this is a good one. I might use this one. I don't know who can learn it. I had never heard of this move before because it's Gen 4. There's a very powerful move called Rock Wrecker.
Ooh,
it's 150 power. 150 power, only 5 PP to start with. What does it do? Can you give me a description of it? I would love it if you would stop showing me this Mazda ad and let me read this thing instead, Bulbapedia. Thank you. Rock Wrecker inflicts damage and then forces the user to recharge during the next turn. Unless the attack misses, the user will always have to recharge. Pokemon with a bulletproof ability are immune to Rock Wrecker. So I think it's just like a real tough...
It's rock type Hyper Beam.
It's a rock type. It's a rock typer beam. Oh, and one of the Pokemon I was going to use can learn it. Okay. Yeah.
I don't know about these steel type moves. I think I'm sticking with payday. It's not like a super great move, but.
Sure.
What if I make up a move?
Yeah. Do it.
But it's like payday, but it's a steel type and it's stronger and it gives more money.
Okay.
And it's called. Cash slash.
Okay, that's not bad. I was going to say make it rain, but that would get confusing. People would think it's a water type move.
That's either like an ability or a move that Golden Go can learn.
Oh, really?
I feel like there's something like that. Hang on, let me look up Golden Go. There's something like that for him.
I had a Golden Go, but I don't know how much I got it, and then that's around the time I stopped playing is because I beat all the storylines without doing the final bosses of any of the storylines, and I was like, I think I'm good. And then everyone was like, oh, Area Zero is where like the cool stuff is, and I was like, I'll get there eventually, and then I never did. Whoops.
Make It Rain is a move that Golden Go learns at level 56. It's a steel-type move, 120 base power. It inflicts damage and lowers the user's special attack by one stage.
Okay.
For each target the move hits, coins are scattered. This is basically just what I'm going to give. I'm giving Make It Rain. It's a signature move for Golden Go right now, but if you beat me, you could teach it to other Pokemon also.
You get a TM? Okay, because that's kind of what Rock Wrecker is from what I'm looking. Only 3 Pokemon learn it. Technically, only 2 Pokemon learn it, but one of them evolves. So, so yeah, if you beat me, you get Rock Wrecker.
Yeah, if you beat me, you get Make It Rain.
All right, now is the time.
The time is now.
The bill is due. You gotta make a deposit or whatever you do at banks.
Let me reorder my list in the way that I want to reveal them.
I know I'm saving my ace for last, but I don't have a ton of idea who I'm gonna have before then. Oh man, I forgot about Nosepiss.
How could you forget about Nosepiss?
I don't know. I forgot about Nosepiss and his dad, Probopiss.
with that Wooly Willy mustache.
Yeah.
All right. I think I've got my reveal order.
Okay.
Am I starting? Or do you want to
start? You can start. You start.
All right. I'll start. My first one, I think, is quintessential for anyone that runs a bank. Is a throwback to our original run at Walmart in New Hampshire.
Okay.
It's a Klefki.
Klefki.
In reference to my old Walmart nickname, Jingle Keys.
Old Jingle Keys. When you were at CSM and you had like 500 keys. I could hear you coming from a mile away.
And I think I only ever used like 3 of them.
You used 3. You used the one to open the cash box out back.
Mm-hmm.
and then the one that works on all the registers, and yep, then there and was then one other one.
There's one for the cash drawer at the CSM station.
Yeah, and that was it. And but they made sure you had every key that's ever been used at that store. They kept them all just in case. You never know. I like that. That's a good start.
Yeah.
For my first one, this is a 3-stage Pokemon, so like depending on where you find me and how many badges you have.
Yeah, maybe I'm not going to get into all of what that means.
Yeah, I'm not doing it, but since I move around a lot when I finish construction, it depends on how many badges you have is where I will be.
Yeah.
And how tough my guys will be. So, but this is a 3-stage evolution. It's one of my new faves from Gen 9. And that is the Knackley line, the Toadette line, as I called it. Because they're salt, right? And you don't want to build a house out of salt, but sometimes you need to. But most importantly, Garganacle is a bunch of stacked up squares.
Yeah.
And Knackley does look like a mushroom from Mario Brothers, and I named it Toadette, and then I couldn't remember what Garganacle and the second form, which is apparently Knackle Stack.
I couldn't remember
those. That was just Toadette to me.
I love all the guys that would play Knackle Stack outside of the college before it opened.
So that's my first one, is good old Garganacle. It's only rock too, which is, there's not a ton of only rock Pokemon, it turns
out.
Yeah,
I guess. I mean, if it's just a bunch of salt.
It's just mostly salt layers.
Salt's just a big rock. It's just a
It's
just a big salty rock.
So. I think a big salty rock is a good way to build a basement too, because like that'll keep your meat preserved in your big salty basement. That's how the pioneers did it, and that's what I'm bringing back to Pokemon. This pioneer technology.
This next one, I'm going back and forth on. It is, and it's the same Pokemon technically, but it's either Magneton or Magnezone.
Okay.
If it's Magneton, it would hold an Eviolite for the defense boost. Magnezone, I think, works as like an alarm kind of thing.
Okay. Yeah, I can see that.
I don't think Magneton quite fits that same role, but I just like it a lot more. I like Magneton a lot more than Magnezone. So I'm not sure which one of those it would be. It probably would be Magnemite and Magneton for any of the gym battles. And then like when you come rematch me afterwards, after you're the champion, then it's a Magnezone.
I like that. I haven't looked at Magnezone in quite some time, and I'm looking it up now. And I liked it. There's Magnemite and Magneton, and they are just, what if three of them got stuck together magnet-wise? Yeah.
Magnezone should have been 3 Magnetons.
It should have been a
huge, just 9 Magnemites.
That would be so big, but it would be great. I don't know who just yowled over on your end, but
that was Sam.
It felt like Sammy.
That was Sammy.
Sammy also doesn't like the look of Magnezone.
It's like a weird UFO.
It's an alien. I don't know why it turned into an alien house, but I do think it works for like an alarm.
Just be like woo 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 woo.
Yeah. My second one, and the reason I'm picking this one for my second one, is less that it is a rock type and more that it is the only rock type who can learn a move that I want it to have. And I don't know if I should reveal the move if we are battling, but you know what? I will. I'll be magnanimous because it's not going to help me. It turns out that the Golem line can learn Metronome. So I need somebody with Metronome on my team, or else I don't feel right. I feel like I have lost the plot. Because, like, if you don't have that just little spice of randomness, what am I even doing here?
Yeah.
I know that building a house without a plan and just kind of doing it randomly, probably not the best one. But if you're putting a wall up, as long as you know how to make sure they're not going to all fall down, like, I feel like that's fine. But I think it's going to be the Alolan form because they're part electric. And I feel like that type advantage, like having that type difference, could help. And maybe this is another one where, like, depending on, like, every other badge, it's regular or Alolan, depending on which one. Also, Alolan Golem is just a weird-looking guy. I don't know what his deal is.
He's kind of funky. He's got, like, a taser on his back.
He has, like, a taser thing, but it's like, this is the power station of rocks. Yeah. And he also has a beard, and I love when a Pokemon has a full beard.
Oh, yeah, Alolan Golem, he does machines.
This guy does machines for sure. That's a Donatello if I ever saw one. His arms are also so much smaller. I never noticed this before. So regular Golem, big rock, arms out like this.
Yeah.
Alolan Golem, little arms inside like this.
He's got a big T-Rex shell, arms. Little arms.
I gotta watch that movie again. I haven't watched that movie in so long.
My next one doesn't have any kind of bank reference in it at all. It's just Corviknight.
Okay. But you just like that guy, so...
I love that guy. Rookidee is one of my favorite Pokemon because it's a chickadee, and it evolves into a big steel knight bird.
Yeah.
Which rules. And it's part flying, so it can dodge your ground-type moves.
Yeah, that's why I'm going to need that electric-type. So originally, we were just going to fight each other, and I was like, I got to make sure everybody can do something against... Josh,
I would be lying if I didn't say there are a couple of mine that I was like, this is specifically to counter some stuff that he might have.
And then I looked it up, and it turns out that rock is just in general weak to steel type. So I was like, bummer, I need to do something about that. But I was like, if I'm just making the gym leader Sona, and this isn't for the, we're not going for the gym leader cup where all the gym leaders fight each other in this region that we're making up with our two guys and everyone listening's gym leaders, then I was like, I feel like I should just make it how I would make it. And so I'm trying to keep a construction theme and not just like who can fight steel types good. But if you got a flying guy, I'm gonna need an electric guy, even though electric and steel also, I feel like steel is resistant to electric, right?
I think it's neutral. I think it's just regular.
It's neutral. Oh, good. Then my weird little short-armed golem's gonna take you down, baby.
Your golem versus my Magnezone.
My third one, and this might be a controversial pick.
Uh-oh.
Because it's ugly. It's ugly as hell.
It's Probopiss.
It's not. Look, you gotta, like, I think if you're laying stones, you gotta know which way north is, just in case.
That's so true. Maybe you do need to make sure that the house is facing the correct direction.
That's true. So the kids coming can go upwards into them.
So, I'm sorry about Sammy.
Is he okay? Is he?
Yeah. So Latasha has these slippers.
Oh, God.
That she's had put up for a while. And for some reason, she decided to wear them the other day. And he likes to, instead of having a toy in his mouth now, he likes to walk around the house with a whole slipper in his mouth. He loves these slippers. And not in like a weird way, but he just like they're his favorites.
Right. He just wants to have it.
So he had to bring me both of them.
Oh, sure. And then yowl as loud as he could to let you know that he did it. Oh, that's good. So my next pick, again, this is it's ugly as sin, but I feel like he could get a lot of good work done on the construction zone, and that is a Rhyperior.
Okay, I don't hate that. It is ugly. It is a pretty disgusting to look at Pokemon.
It's rough to look at, but he does have an orange safety vest on.
So, I mean, you kind of have to have it.
Yeah, and I feel like all of my Pokemon, we are going to go in and we're going to change the sprites just on mine so that they all do have either a safety vest or a helmet or... Sure. And they're rock type. They don't need it, but it is OSHA compliant. My Pokemon are OSHA compliant. They're not going to be wandering around a construction zone with their bare ass heads out like fools. But also this guy just comes with one, and he is big and ugly, and he does learn Rock Wrecker. So if I have him who has Rock Wrecker, and then I give out a Rock Wrecker TM, which doesn't exist, but it will in now.
Yeah.
Then I feel like that would fit because my signature Pokemon is not a rock type. So I don't know what I would. I don't know what move I would do for that to kind of make it feel okay, but Rhyperior is my third guy.
Okay, my fourth guy is one. I don't know if I might want to change the order of these.
Okay.
I'll do the more obvious one first. Obviously, Golengo has got to be on the team. It's a stack of gold coins. I run a bank.
It is a big stack of money.
It naturally learns the move that I will be giving as a TM.
Yeah.
That's it.
I think if you have if you're like, this is my gym, it's based on money, and you don't have the guy made out of gold coins, then like you've messed up. You've gone awry somewhere.
Right. I amassed my wealth scouring the land for gimme ghoul coins.
Oh, that's what I did. I love finding gimme ghouls in the wild. I
don't hate
like,
finding the gimme ghouls. I actually did enjoy doing that, I think.
I wish they would have done more than just be a little Pokemon, you know, like, and give me one gold coin each or however many, because anyone knows,
it's mostly one, but it is random. Sometimes they can give you like a pretty high amount. Sometimes from the ones that are in the chests, I think there's a chance you get 777 coins from them.
That would be kick ass to do that. Because
never happened to me.
I did not. I think the most I got from them is 50, I think.
I think that's also the highest I've ever got.
But I love finding little guys in the game. Everyone knows that about me. I did it twice. In both Zeldas, I found all the little guys.
When you're walking around the map and you just hear that.
Yeah. Oh, the game stops. And I now I have a thing that I got to do, and that is find a little guy. Anytime you teleport to like one of the weird Sonic drive-through Pokemon centers that are just in there, you just hear it because there's always one around. They're on the roof, they're under the picnic table.
Right.
I think that would be fun too if, like, in your gym, there's just little ones hidden around all over the place.
Yeah.
Just moving coins around, making deposits and withdrawals and other banks.
Gimme Ghoul looked different. Okay. Not Gimme Ghoul. Gimme Ghoul, I like. Golden Goat is what I'm talking about.
You don't like the
string cheese mascot?
You don't like the Applejack's cinnamon guy, but if he was made out of gold coins?
No.
Okay.
I like the idea of it, and I don't know a better way to execute it, really.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Something about it just is a little freaky. And it is part ghost type also, so I guess that kind of fits.
It's haunted money.
I go back and forth between thinking Golden Go kicks ass or sucks.
That's fair. My fourth guy, I think this is my fourth one that I'm on. It's not terribly construction. It is still tangentially construction related, because in order to get rocks, you got to mine them a lot of the time. And so I need something to get out of there. But also I would like a fire type on my team. So I'm getting Colossal.
Okay.
Galar's own Colossal.
You can use him to haul stacks of stuff on his coal and
pile it up, drive him out. And then also, like, the types of rock, like, some types of rock are like, this is only made from melting down other rock and then letting it cool. And so, like, if I want to get fancy, I have him to be able to make the igneous rocks that I need for my building projects.
Insulation? I don't know what you would use an igneous rock for building. I don't feel like they're really sturdy rocks.
Decoration more than anything. I feel like
making a lantern out of one could be neat.
That could be cool
if you can get it thin enough for the light to come through.
Is the little one not Roly Coly is only rock type? Okay, that's good to know. So if you fight me first and you have no one, you're gonna fight a Roly Coly. You don't have to worry about the fire at all, really.
Yeah, see,
he's just a little hoverboard. That's all.
My fifth one, this is something that would not be on the team until, like, the very last iteration of it. So either, like, 8th gym leader or rematch. It's Empoleon.
Okay.
Would not have Piplup or Prinplup, because they're just water types, and I think that's cheating a little too much.
Yeah.
And Empoleon is a water type, which I did choose specifically to counter Dirt Horse.
Okay. Well, I got some bad news for you. Ain't nothing stopping Dirt Horse. You can be as wet as you want. It ain't gonna stop Dirt Horse. That girl is.
Because Steel type, I'm pretty sure, is weak to ground in general. So Corviknight is also kind of trying to balance out that your Dirt Horse could just run a train over my entire team.
Yeah. Yeah. Look, my Dirt Horse is gonna be ugly. If I start with Dirt Horse, you're in trouble.
And I feel like it represents that upper status of having.
It feels moneyed,
owning a bank, you know?
Right. Yeah, at the very least, he's in like a suit. Like he's like a businessman. He's like the bank manager.
he actually runs the bank.
Yeah, you're the CEO, but he's the manager.
I'm the gym leader. He's the owner.
He does all the money stuff. I'm not allowed. My fifth guy. I'm actually kind of struggling with my fifth guy, because I'm looking at these, and part of me is like, I should get a water, like a rock water guy, but there's only a couple options, and none of them are terribly construction-y. Like it's like
Omastar or Kabutops.
there's Omastar and Kabutops. Wild that they did both the fossils are also wet ones. I understand why, because they're based on marine.
I did change Kabutops to a rock bug in.
That makes more sense.
Yeah, in Charge Crystal, because
yeah, that's a good call.
I just didn't want them to be the same.
You don't need to double them up like that. But there's those two. There is the Barbarical line, Binacle and Barbarical. Yeah. But those are not, they're not helpful on a construction site. One of them looks like a Power Rangers monster, and they only destroy construction sites. Like to the point where in PWTU, I think Sky had one on his team, and his name was Tokusatsu. I think.
I think you're right. Was that Barbarical? Yeah. I think it was.
I think so. Because it looks like a monster. Like, there's a guy in that suit. Like, like that. And then the other water one that I was looking at, there's Relicanth and there's Corsola. Neither of those are very construction-y. There's Tortuga and Sarasota. What's your real name? Caracosta. I've never called it that. I've always called it Sarasota.
Another rock water fossil type.
Another rock water fossil, but it's also a turtle, and like,
yeah,
they're not doing a ton on a construction site. If I see a turtle on a construction site, I'm like, you need to get out of here. It's too dry, by and large. And then there's like Dreadnought, also not terribly construction-y.
Dreadnought could crunch some stuff. It could be like a bulldozer.
That's what I was thinking. Is like you know, to crunch some stuff. And I did have a Dreadnought on my team in. That was Swish, right? That was, yeah, he was, yep. Sword and Shield. I did have one, and they're pretty good.
Yeah, I did too. Dreadnought rules.
And they evolve from something. Is a thing they evolve from?
From like
Choodle.
A weird Choodle. Little turtle.
Oh, he's just a water type, though. I would,
yeah,
allow
his
that.
Head is like a big drip.
Yeah, he's got one big tooth. That's a double. Big tooth. He's got one big tooth. So maybe I'll go with Dreadnought, because my other option was Crustle, but they're just like a slab, and I was like, they look like they would go on a construction site. They don't really wouldn't perform well unless we built on a base of crustals.
Yeah, you would find them in one, but not they're not working there.
Yeah, so I think some of my trainers might have a crustal here and there, but I think I'm gonna go.
You gotta
with,
catch the wild ones that pop up as you dig.
Yeah, and then if you do find us late enough. Like if you like between like badge like 6 and 7, if you ever the 6th badge, you can find us moving our whole construction zone from one place to another, and it's just a bunch of crustals with all the stuff on, and they're all walking down the road with us, like they're carrying like an actual building on them. Like, all right, we'll put it somewhere else now. We didn't mean to put this one there. So that's my, am I spelling this right? Dreadnought. Yeah, that's my 5th guy is Dreadnought.
Nice. We all know your 6th.
Yeah, who's your ace, though?
My ace is Persian.
Okay.
That money cat.
It's the money cat.
He's got money on his head. Learns Payday naturally. Now that Make It Rain is a TM, can also learn Make It Rain.
Yeah. for this reason.
And I don't have to give it something. Well, we won't be able to do that on Showdown, I don't think. I don't think you can do illegal moves like that.
You
unless
might
there's
be
a,
able
unless
to...
there's a server where they are like you can just put whatever on whatever.
There, so when I did the Pokemon Showdown on the Moonshot Network, Riley Hopkins and a bunch of other cool folks have their podcast network is the Moonshot Podcast Network, and they did a bunch of stuff. They did a charity stream a little while ago that I was on, but they did I don't know if it's yearly. They do like a Pokemon Showdown, and you have to like submit a promo. You cut like a promo on your opponents and stuff, and it's like very fun. And then they have a bunch of different categories. So like one of the categories that I fought in was six Arceuses on each team. Both we each have 6 Arceuses. Each one's a different type. That doesn't matter. The only move they know is Metronome. So and there's like a whole bunch of like weird types like that. I did a baby cup one that was like all baby Pokemon. If you can imagine, I think I destroyed that round because I am the baby king, the king of the babies.
You are king baby.
I am king baby when it comes to Pokemon. And I forget what the other ones are, but they have a lot of like rule sets that are weird. So I feel like you could probably be like, let this Pokemon learn this move. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. Hopefully. So, if not, I'll have to give it, like, Iron Tail or something.
Yeah, just to make it steely.
It needs to at least have a steel move.
Yeah. My ace is Mudsdale. Sometimes it's a Mudbray. If you fight me early enough, it'll be a Mudbray. But it is Mudsdale, which is, like, one of my favorite Pokemon. And also, I need someone to carry, to haul the stuff, right? I gotta hook, I gotta be able to hook up a cart to move stuff around. And
hook it up to the front of Dreadnought and just drag its big jaw across the ground.
Yeah. Oh, just flip them around. Yeah, and that's how we score the area that we're gonna be building the foundation in. But also, like, because masonry is like putting cement and rocks together to make walls, I need a mud type to like keep the stuff together. A mud type. That's my illegal Pokemon knockoff, where every one is a little bit different. It's lightning type. It's not electric type. It's mud type. It's not ground type. It's bird type, which they had, but then they got rid of like fools, and now it's mine. Now bird type is mine. But yeah, and here's the thing about Mudsdale is that I do think it is like the best Pokemon to fight with, because it has a move called Stamina. Its ability is called Stamina. One of them. I don't know what the other one is. I think it's Own Tempo. I think it also knows Own Tempo. But its signature ability is Stamina, which means if you hit me, my defense goes up. Doesn't matter how you hit me. If you touch me, my defense will go up, and that kicks ass.
Both or just regular?
Just regular,
okay,
I think.
Okay, good. So I'm just going to have to surf you to death.
You can try. Here's the other thing, is that I learned a lot of weird moves. One of them is the one that is like, if I'm heavier than you, I do more damage, depending on how incrementally. Yeah. And I don't know if you know this about Mudsdale. That's a heavy girl.
It's pretty heavy. It's a heavy horse.
That's a healthy girl. And if there were some Pokemon where I was like, I'll just use this move on you, and it killed them immediately, and I was like, oh no. I literally murdered that Pokemon. If I do that to a bug type, it's dead. The bug type is dead, like, immediately. Oh,
yeah, they all weigh nothing. Yeah. My Pokemon are all steel types, so they're also pretty heavy, I think.
So maybe that'll balance it out.
And I think Empoleon has Sturdy, hopefully, as a hidden ability. Probably not.
Yeah,
I would really like it to, but it probably doesn't.
Heavy Slam is the move that I'm thinking of that it has. But it also knows High Horsepower, which is a really good ground type move. It can learn a bunch of cool, like, kicks. Obviously, it's a
does not
powerful
have
horse.
We have to put a focus sash on this thing.
so that's
competitive.
Ability?
Yeah, boosts special attack when a stat is lowered. That won't really help me. You're not going to do a lot of stat lowering, I don't think.
No, I'm a rock type gym leader. We mostly throw rocks at you. Is our pretty much our whole strategy is hit you with the rocks really hard and hope you die from it. Also, another cool thing about Mudsdale is it comes with its own like safety equipment, because all of its like its orange, is all of its things. Like, but it's like kind of like a muddy orange, like a clay red kind of orange. But mine will also be
like reflectors.
And they'll reflect. Yeah, there's reflectors, and it has saddlebags that are bright orange. So like it's fine.
And a little hard hat because it's at a construction zone.
It's a construction zone, and we take things seriously around here.
All your Pokemon have to have little hard hats.
Yeah, Pokemon OSHA is not coming for us.
All of my Pokemon have monocles. That's where the monocles come in.
That's good. That's they all have the yeah. So we're just gonna
yeah.
Have to go
I got a
just,
big one big monocle over Magnezone's only eye.
That's just glasses if you only got one eye. That's just regular Klefki. Glasses.
Klefki's got a little
monocle.
Oh,
the little tiny one. That'd be great. I think that's it. I think we covered it.
I think so.
So if you have yours, also if you want to draw these, if anyone wants to draw these, go for it.
Even if you just want to draw the Pokemon with the hard hats and monocles on.
If you want to Photoshop all of our Pokemon with hard hats and monocles, go ahead and do that. No one will stop you, I promise. And if you figured out what your gym leader persona is based on the rules, I don't want any slant rhymes either. All right. I don't want you being like be like, oh, this kind of sounds like this other thing. Like, it's got to sound a lot like the other thing. You know what I mean? Like, it's got to reference that. Tanner, okay. So Tanner, friend of the show, Tanner's last name is Vogelsang. They do podcasts. I know they've mentioned it. And Vogelsang means, like, birdsong, I think they said. Flying type, right?
Flying
so, type. Like, that. There you go. That's how these things work. Is just figure out what it would be. And scooch it in. Sometimes you gotta get a little weird, because like it's Pokemon. There's only 18 types, so like sometimes you gotta like figure out what it would mean. Like,
and look, if you can't figure it out, just do normal type.
Just
fine.
Yeah, do normal.
if you're just a regular person with a plain name, I think it's normal type.
That's normal types. Yeah. If your last name is Stevens, that's probably normal type. That's a pretty normal name. So yeah, and then yeah, tell us about them, and then they all of these people will be the gym leaders of PWT plus Opia. I don't know what the what they read.
No, that's it. You got it.
PWT plus Opia. It looks really weird when you spell it all out because plus is spelled out. But so yeah, let us know. And then and next time, yeah, I wanna rank the Ultra Beasts.
Okay, yeah, we definitely can do that.
Yeah. Some of them are absolutely bizarre looking, and there's not as many as there are middle evolutions of starters, I think. So
no, there's quite a few though. There's more than I think off the top of my head. I'm willing to bet there's double digits worth of Ultra Beasts.
Okay, well let me see how many. Does it say how many Ultra Beasts there are on Bulbapedia? They are an invasive species. Duh. They come from another planet. They have no natural predators except for Dirt Horse, which will take all of them out.
Dirt Horse will kill them all.
Dirt Horse is going to kill you. It doesn't say. Give me a number. Is there only 11?
That sounds right.
I feel like there was a lot more last time I looked. Did they get rid of some? They didn't tell anybody? That one might be a shorter episode, but I still want to rank them. So next time we'll do that. Let's see. Where are we on things? You can email us pwtpodcast@gmail.com or pwtpodcast on Twitter and Blue Sky. You got to add the extra stuff to bisky.social or whatever. On Blue Sky, we're on Patreon, patreon.com/AJakeandJosh. That's where we will put the VOD of us fighting whenever we get around to it.
Yeah.
So that's also where you can find the link to the Discord, and not the link to the Patreon, though I'm sure you can find that there too if you really look hard.
It would be in the address bar.
It would probably be like at the top. You can just like click the name and it would probably just take you back to the regular version. But you can find a link to the Discord for $5 up. Yeah, it's a cool place. Our Discord's pretty chill.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's that. A PWT United update. Maybe July. I gotta message Alan, see if they're how they're doing right now, if we have the time, because it's mid-June, it's about mid-June, but we might have enough time to do the next one. If not, it'll definitely be up by August. I'm sure by August, unless something terrible has happened, we can get that episode 100 done by then. So stay tuned on that front, and we will see you next month for putting these weirdos on a list. And I feel like that'll be pretty fun because some of these are very weird. And I feel like we're going to have a lot to say.
I'm sure we will.
Yeah. Us? Sure. How long did this one go?
Not long.
We got an hour out of it. I think that's pretty good.
Well, hey, look at us.
Yeah. All right. Well, until next time.
Smell you later.
I think it might have evened out now because you were pixely a second ago because I think you looked at Bulbapedia and
I did just close Bulbapedia, so it was probably
it's immediately better, so
I'll look it up on my phone from now on.